This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Yeah, g'day. Welcome to the Singer-Songwriter Show. Morena, atamarie. Good evening, even. My name's Chris, and this next hour we're going to be listening to local music from around Taranaki. Well, things are changing, aren't they? Things are always changing, but sometimes they change faster than others, and as artists we need to what's that catchphrase, pivot. Here we are, here's some music anyway.
Standing by a broken road, your bed blowing in the wind. Vapor clouding up your eyes, thumbing messages to friends. The world a million miles away, but closer than you know. The picture of a modern man, quite distinct from long ago. Designer tags upon your shirt, tattoos etched upon your skin. The look that you've been putting out reflects the state of mind you're in. Holding down a steady job, pixel screen your stock and trade. Picture of a modern man, how differently with me. Say they've heard it all before. be out of fashion. Mirror man's the last to know.
That was Mr. Greg Hall with the song Butterflies featuring Joe Smith. Interesting commentary, isn't it? That fast fashion thing. How things move so fast and how things change so fast. And that sort of segues into what we're talking about today. That's change in the artistic community due to the dreaded Lurgy and these levels and how do we make gigs and how do we get our music out there. And yeah, Greg sent me a song. That's the way he got his song out there. You can send your music as well if you'd like to get your music played on the radio. It's quite neat fun hearing it back on terrestrial devices or even internetary devices or even non-linear devices, which could be you sharing the show with a friend or sharing your song or a part of it. So ta-da, real easy to send me stuff. Swamp Shack, what am I? My name is Chris. Good morning. My email is chris@swampshackstudio.co.nz, and with the help of the New Zealand Music Commission, we're able to get your content on air and we're able to get you amongst your peers, and maybe hopefully you'll be inspired by people that you hear on this show. And this is kind of a sister show to Singer-Songwriters at the Little Theatre, which, can you see it? I'm holding it right up to the microphone. It's my crossed finger that hopefully we'll be doing Singer-Songwriters this month at the Little Theatre. Last Friday of every month, doors from 7, starting from 8. Find Andre, he's the man that smiles lots with a clipboard. Get your name on the clipboard and you're away. Might as well play something from Singer-Songwriters, eh? Here we go.
Asking me what I'm gonna do, I don't know, and it's the truth. Yeah, it's the best I've got for you. Now I've been trying to please the world, but you can't please everyone. So I'll just start with me and sing my song.
Why you wanna wait?
You might have heard that distant voice in the back. It was me going, woo! Ashan has got amazing music. That was him playing at the Singer-Songwriters in May of 2021. It's actually a thing, really. There is this live performance that happens with up to 30... what's our record? I don't know what our record... Around 30. Oh, sometimes 40. Come on. Come on. Can you beat it? Join in. It's real easy and it's free, and you... What you do is you come along with a guitar or a kazoo or a sousaphone or an instrument of your choice, or even a piece of paper or no piece of paper, just you. And we put you in front of a microphone, and there's this, that's actually not too overwhelming because there's all these bright lights and you can't really see the audience unless you ask for the house lights to go up. But yeah, you get on stage and there's this real fancy PA system, and I'm sitting in the back of the room, and I will make you sound fancy or not fancy. I will make you sound just how you want to sound, very quickly, of course, because there's lots of people there, lots of people playing, and yeah, you'll be able to play in front of your peers. And the thing is about the little theatre is it's not on the beaten track. It's sort of around the corner a bit. So the people that go there are dedicated music enthusiasts in the Church of Sound. And we all are fiercely appreciative of all the different styles of music that are played there, especially by people that are first starting to play, because the great thing about that is that's in kind of inviting them into the whānau. Once you're... You'll never leave. You will leave, and you'll do amazing things because you've got this great community supporting you as a backstop and a floorboard for you to spring off, you know, up to the cosmos. Here we are. Here's some more music anyway. I'll just shut up, shall I?
Yeah. We gotta keep it moving. Yeah, yeah. We gotta keep moving on. We gotta keep it pushing, yeah. Yeah, yeah, can't let it hold you down. We gotta keep it moving. Yeah, yeah, we gotta keep moving on. We gotta keep it pushing. Yeah, 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 can't let it hold you down. They say that life ain't easy. No, they say that life can be hard, full of broken dreams, full of broken hearts. They say that life is far too short to dwell on all the pains of your past. You gotta let it go now. You gotta let it go now. So if we learn from our mistakes and love ourselves today, then this is how we grow now. Yeah, this is how we grow now. We gotta keep it moving.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta keep moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just realized that this is why this guitar is not really good for the stage. And it probably sounds really crappy, and my voice does too. But as long as you get the message, right? The message is clear, we good.
Gotta keep it moving. Yeah, yeah. We gotta keep moving on. We gotta keep it pushing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can't let it hold us down.
So what do we have to do that?
We gotta turn it around. We gotta find a way to appreciate all these things that we have. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause life can be beautiful if we can learn to let things go. Yeah. We gotta turn it around, we gotta find a way, we gotta concentrate on all these things we can look forward to tomorrow. 'Cause if we can learn to let hurt go, then life can be beautiful. Life can be beautiful, so let's keep it moving.
yeah. We gotta keep moving on. We gotta keep pushing, yeah, 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 yeah. You can't let it hold you down. Yes. We gotta keep it moving.
Keep it moving, Taranaki, man. Taranaki Retreat.
Yeah, bro. Manawa. He is doing some amazing stuff, not just through his music, well, he's using it as a vehicle. What a great vehicle, eh? Music. What a great vehicle to help us all feel positive and upping our vibrations and all that stuff. You're listening to the Singer-Songwriter Show here on Access Radio Taranaki. My name is Chris, and you might be able to tell that I'm rather proud of our local music. I get to spend my days here at Swamp Shack Studio with local music, with local content. Last week I did a Primo broadband ad. Got to do the sound using my son's ukulele. That was local music. Really awesome. And also a bunch of other big reggae bands and Smallest Person is Monty, which was yesterday. He played drum kit and then swapped over to the this instrument. It's actually one of the oldest instruments I've got. It's an Acme whistle. And young children, if you've got young children, they love making noise and music. And there's a great thing about, you know, when they're making noise all the time, well, you can actually, there's this reverse technique, trust me. What you do is you get them somewhere to make lots of music, lots of noise. Could come out as music, could just come out as noise. But if your kids are being noisy and everyone's getting a bit agitated, well, ramp it up. Get them outside, get some noise making. That's another show altogether, but I found that making music with Monty is really, really awesome. We have this extreme noise session and then I say, right, it's enough, and he's just relaxed and he's calm and he's loving it and he's not fidgety going, Dad, Dad, Dad. Anyway, yeah, that's there's a change. There's a change with COVID, this long haul thing. I think it's going to take a while, isn't it? Well, it's going to change our whole human psyche. It's rather fascinating. And just be kind to people. You know, we've all got choices. Some of us choose something. How do you get out of a conversation like this about vaccine choices? I'm not even going to start onto it. Okay, so we're talking about music. We're talking about our local music, and we're talking about change specifically, and about how do we share our music when live events are uncertain. Certainly, I'm hoping, I'm an optimist, that is, of course, 98% certainty that the Singer-Songwriters will happen this month, and we've been making plans for it to happen with volunteers. Andre's been amassing people. If you want to help out in any way, please contact Andre. It's really easy too. This is a small community. We just call each other by first names around here. Okay, stop talking. Change. Here's a way to change things. We can increase the good feeling within our community through creativity, and that means by feeding in less to that noise of the unconscious algorithms and feeding more into the noise of your conscious instrumentation and your friendships with people playing music, doing things that really matter, just letting off steam, you know. And that's a way to improve your music right there. That's the whole thing, isn't it? It's the whole mind, body, spirit thing, connection with everybody. Yeah. We'll be right back. But there was only two people there, so it's just La. We called them La. That again was from the April. That was from the April 2021 Singer Songwriters. Hey, if you've got a hankering need for your song that was recorded at the Singer Songwriters, because I've been recording most of, if not everything, yeah, mostly 98% of everything came out. There's this other however many percents, what's that? 98 plus what's. I'm not sure, hang on. Anyway, you're listening to the Singer Songwriter Show, and this is an hour of local music from Taranaki. It's been created here by creatives, and some of them have got hair and some of them are bald, but that doesn't matter really, because we're listening, we're not looking at the shape of the heads. We're listening to the great artistic community that we've got here and the diversity of it all. We've got such a wide variety of group of people. I often talk with individuals, rude individuals at that. Some of them are rather humble individuals, but they're not rude to me because I'm not rude to them anyway. It's a saying that we had at school, "You rude individual and young man." It's rather diverse, isn't it? We've got all these people that come along to sing a song with us, and we... I think it's a less egocentric way to look at it, that celebration of... I think of someone like Marion Rivers playing a song, and it might not be everyone's cup of tea, but the reason that she's playing the song is probably for a cup of tea at the hospice or at the place that she's doing this. You know, it just keeps on going down those layers of music. She might be playing some people might think of it as plinky plinky music. There we are. But the thing is that she's using this music as a vessel and a vehicle for people who have lived their whole life on plinky plinky music. They may have be kids from the war. They may be people that are a lot more mature and they're passing over to the next stage. And she's there by their bed playing them plinky plinky music. And so that means that that person's heart and soul, and not only that individual but also their family, that transition is happening a lot better and a lot cleaner and clearer. And you know, we put all this money into drugs to relieve pain, but why not more guitar strings? That's what I say. And Marion, she runs on well, we'll give her Dilma. She runs on a high quality tea. She runs on high quality love and has done for a long, long time. Anyway, I'm just going to play one of her songs. So this is about diversity, and this is about us as individuals, how we can pivot into diversity. So we can not only change styles of music, but we can also collaborate with people that are doing quite different things for quite different reasons than we may have ever thought about. Have you thought about, because there's probably some pretty corroded old metlers out there, have you thought about going to hospice with your style of music, making a change where it really matters? Because this woman does, and she can't do it alone. So there we are. She might be a bit of a challenge on the cards. Marion and Peter, there might be some young whippersnappers in the beep beep room playing Hell's Bells or something. But this is what Marion plays.
When hubby said we should do a little trip, it's been 3 long years since we drove the Cape York tip. We've been up and down and across and around, but to do the Gibb River, we'd be breaking new ground. So we crossed the ditch for the umpteenth time, all the red tape and waiting in line, to drag out the truck and fix her up. The van's in the yard, she looks good enough. pack up the stuff and the duty-free booze. A lot to do, no time to lose. I dig out the tent and the camping gear. It looks like we'll be gone at least for a year. The speedo to Orleans, out across the desert we go. 8 long days, just a clock in the case, across in Australia on our epic holiday. Now at Kununurra we parked the van, to camp in the tent, well that's the plan. So up to Wynn for a look at the coast, then on to Gibber River we'll start on to roast. Well, it's hot and dusty and the road is bad. With two broken shocks, I think we're mad. But on we go, quitting's not for us. We're in here now, so there's no point of fuss. So trip the meter to Orleans, out across the desert we go. 8 long days, just a clock in the case, traversing Australia on our way back holiday. The nights are cool and the star-studded skies, as we sit by the campfire swatting the flies. There's something about this unforgiving land that makes you want to come back again and again. So I'll pull out the banjo and play me a tune, and listen to see if the birds sing along. Too soon we'll be back in the noise and the rush, to savor the moments we have in the bush. Trip the speedo to Orleans, out across the desert we go. 8 long days, a clock on the case, traversing Australia and our epic holiday. Yeah, out across Australia we go, yeah, out across the Kimberleys we go.
Well, give it up for Marion.
Yes, give it up for Marion Rivers. That was a song from I don't know whether that one's recorded, but we've done a few albums for Marion here at Swamp Shack Studio. We've done Irish Jaunt, and we've done a couple of others with her and other people. Bernie, I'm not going to mention you. Right, yes I am. Come on, Bernie, do ya, if you're listening, if anyone knows Bernie. Marion's been trying to get Bernie in to record again. They did some great stuff under Baby Boomers, and Marion keeps on saying, I've got to get Bernie. So if you know either of them, then say, how's that recording going with Bernie? Chris asked. Okay, well, let's just play some more music. But before we do that, we're talking about change on the Singer-Songwriter Show and about how we can repurpose ourselves as musicians, being individuals or groups, or you know, all these gigs that have been cancelled or postponed, or the people that move away and all that stuff. Well, there's actually lots of ways to get your music out there. You can send it to me on email at chris@swapshackstudio.co.nz and I'll play it on the radio and you can listen to it. Or also you can put it on various platforms. You could put it on Bandcamp or SoundCloud or one of the various other ones, and you can have the audio there. But you can also quite easily, if you can't do it yourself, find a friend, but you can quite easily make some form of video that will go with your audio content. And when you put video with your audio content, then it's a lot easier to share. I shouldn't be saying this as an audio engineer, but I do often ask people, have you thought about a video? Thank you. That song was called Isolationist. It's a good to join two words together to name your songs, because then they're easy to find. If you can remember how they're spelt. That was a song that I did to a video. I made a video. And I just used a camera. I used a GoPro, but you can just use a camera and stick it in the corner of your room, as long as you've got enough space on your device, and you press record. And then what you do is you find a piece of software. I'm on Mac, so I've got iMovie, but I'm sure there's a lot of free Windows software. That's a myriad of things you have to get through to get to that. You can get to that. And if you've got a ching-a-ling in your ping-a-linger pockets, you can buy stuff, find the best recommendations. Anyway, so I just made a movie and I did chucked a preset on it. You can find it, Chris Foreman, that's me. I've got a YouTube channel. It's all experimentation, really, on my YouTube channel. And Picasso method, that's what I use. I sort of try to... I've got a lot of content, but I haven't spat much of it out yet. But I'm trying to spit a bit more out. Spit, you should use that word, don't use that. Is that covered under the Broadcasting Standards Authority? I'm not using it in a derogatory term against any individuals or groups or corporations. I was just using it as a figure of speech, so hopefully it doesn't get picked up. Okay, there's some more music coming your way.
Let's
That was Lucky Chapel from Nans. If you know that nickname, you'll know who he is. If you don't, you will. You will, I bet you. I bet you that album's at the Auralux at the moment. Mr. Angus McNaughton, he's my mastering guy. And I sent it off to him and he said, hey, this is rather interesting. Wow, that's different. Anyway, so we're talking about change, and that was a variety of music. I'm just thinking back to Marion's song versus Hamish's song. I didn't say his name, did I? Anyway, yeah, we have just such a massive variety of music here in the Motu, and what better way to upskill you, your music, and have a bit of fun? Sometimes things get a bit stagnant. Why not get into some change and... I know this guy called Caleb, and I've yet to touch base with him back in, but he had a jam at the Fitzroy on Sunday, and that means that you can, for a minimal amount of money, $5, cost that much more to get there and the petrol and a pack of chips. Caleb's been organising jams, and I highly commend what he's doing. Caleb Duckett is an amazing musician in his own right. He's a darn nice chap, and he's he was in a band called Serious Happiness. I'm going to play one of their songs. Here we go. Serious Happiness, Baby Ate a Biscuit from the EP. I was talking about Caleb Duckett, and he was one that made a pivot. He's been doing stuff called the Tiz after Serious Happiness disbanded, and he's also been doing guitar lessons, and he's also been doing jams, and he's also been doing other stuff as well. There's things happening in the pipeline, including lots of backing singers. I hope I've got enough mic leads. You're listening to the Singer-Songwriter Show, and it's me, Chris, from Swamp Shack Studio, and I'm making my way through. We're at 47 minutes now, so we've only got 37 minutes. I better shut up and just play some more music. Here we are. We're talking about change, so you can think about that and how it reflects in your own artistic life and what you can do to improve your musical endeavours and within society and contributing and all that other stuff, and I'm just going to blah, 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 blah. That was Painted Ponies with their song Non-Love live at Swamp Shack. We recorded all the instruments and usually you'd go back and you'd redo the vocals and all that stuff and start building, but these guys just loved it how it sounded. And there is different variations of ways that you can present your music. You can shine it up and sheen it up and polyurethane it up, or you could get those rough and raw ready songs out there as they are. So we did a whole EP in less than 2 hours, I think it was, including setup. And yeah, that was really fun to do. And these guys, they do all sorts of amazing work in the community as well as the music. I think of the mental health work that music does and how it contributes, and there's might be some teachers needed, and teachers are great. I think of people working in mental health units and special needs units and helping with music therapy and how it helps. I know that Mr. West is really, really enjoying his job, and there is others in the community that are getting to spend their days doing stuff that they really love and combining. It doesn't need to be keep it as your hobby. It could be slowly building it into your how you can pay your rent, and it could be contributing as well at the same time. Have you thought about that? Have you thought about a career change? If you've got a career, you might just have a job, and if you've just got a job, then why not go and train? Train as a music therapist or train as an educator. Somehow we can get our music out there. Our amazing music that you've heard for the last hour has all been from here. Yes, it's all been from Taranaki, and here's another one. That's it. That was Banana Mundo with Never About You. Banana Mundo is the brainchild of Mr. Andre Manella with another few other people, a few quadruple. What is it? Few times four. That's about 12, isn't it? Andre's been doing some amazing work, including promoting and facilitating other artists in our community with Manila Productions. And him and I, we both together put on Singer-Songwriter's Show. We've been gifted it from the most amazing Mr. Anand Rose. I don't know if gifted, it's a family affair, isn't it? We're all passionate about what we do and supporting local music. If you'd like to get your local music heard on the Singer-Songwriter Show, it's easy as. Just send me an email, chris@swampshackstudio.co.nz. Many have done already, and many more will do, blah, 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 blah. That's the show. I just did it. I finished it.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki, with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.